If you had the exact playbook the top 5% of gym owners run, how big would your numbers jump this year? Lock that playbook in September 4th through 6th in Nashville at the 2025 Grow Summit. These are the exact frameworks owners use to scale, step back, or even sell their gym for seven figures. Go to fitprogrowsummit.com, choose your seat, and drop the code PODCAST for an instant $100 discount. See you in Nashville.
Listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right. Welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons. Joined again. Can't get rid of this guy.
Oh, he's tried.
Tried twice. Randy Engston, what's up, man?
How are we doing? Back from the cabin, man.
Back from the woods and the white mountains of AZ, enjoying it for the last hoorah until now. It's Grow Summit time. We're on the squeeze deadline. We've got presentations. Oh, you know, we have our speaker call this week.
Yeah,
lots going on for that.
Less than a month.
We'll see you in Nashville.
So yeah, let's go.
We're excited for that. So, guys, if you're still interested, you haven't got your tickets yet, they are. The link will be in the show notes. FitProGrowSummit.com. Snag them now. Let's get into this episode. So this episode is called The Next Step. The real reason we're talking about is twofold. It's not necessarily the next step in your business, your life. It's the next step in the journey from your marketing into your gym, but also your clients that are in your gym and a step closer to their goal.
Yeah.
So let's take it from the marketing side for a second. A lot of marketing thoughts that go through a gym owner's head is like, how do I get somebody to show up in the gym? Like, mm-hmm. I need the consultation.
And you need the membership, even one step beyond that, right?
Right. So you're saying we need members, and then by default, you say we need more consultations, which means you need more leads. So let's talk about all of the actions that have to take place from the time your ad is produced to the time somebody's handing you a credit card to sign up for a gym membership at your gym. And let's first and foremost not underestimate the task at hand here. So let's go ahead and start with, you've got an idea. It's time to run an ad. First thing you got to do is what?
Obviously creative, copy, imagery. Mm-hmm. Understanding the purpose of that too, right? There is logic and there's psychology around the creation of an ad. The goal of the imagery is not to sell a membership. It's to stop a scroll, mm-hmm. right? And I think that, you know, kind of starts the process that we're talking about, right? Understanding each of those conversion opportunities and what each of those kind of like lanes or stations in the customer journey, what the intent of each of those is.
Very true. So you said the very first one is to get the person to get their attention.
Yep.
When you've created the ad, and let's just say we're just going to assume you know what the hook, the story, the offer, what the thing of the ad is providing, like what your offer is there. So now we've created the creative. The goal of the creative is to stop somebody from doom scrolling on their phone, assuming we're talking meta here.
Sure.
So that's the first step. So step one, get them to stop the scroll. Step two, get them to read either the headline or the copy of what the ad is. And the goal of that next step is to get them to click a button.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. See how far away we are from them coming in with a credit card to sign up on. You really have to break it down this deep,
mm-hmm.
because if you're not getting a result somewhere down the line, you could always go uphill and find where that pinch point is.
This is where we interpret the data, right?
Yeah.
The data tells us where to go spend our time and attention on optimizing the process.
Right.
This is exactly how you figure out those numbers, the data that is relevant for the actions that have to follow.
Yeah. Yeah. And the question is, okay, what is a good CPM? What is a good click-through rate? That's a deep conversation for another day, but I do like to throw out some numbers because that's what I would want to hear.
Sure.
If I was like, well, what is a good click-through rate? And honest truth is, when you start running an ad for the first time, usually the click-through rates start high and they start to come down and they average out. And like, we always kind of look for like 1.5% click-through rate or higher. We've had ads that have done, 6-7%. And then after you've run them a long time, they just start to come down.
Fatigue.
fatigue, they've already hit your market. So like something to think about. Okay, so the click-through rate to get them to read, now they're clicking. Now the next step is, I guess, reading the offer on the inside of where that click takes them. So you could either take them to a landing page or website, to a Facebook form, Instagram form. But the next step is to get them to give you their information. Mm-hmm. That's kind of an opt-in is what we call it. So the opt-in, so then there's the opt-in rate.
Yep.
Which we have to look at that. But we're going to streamline this and go really quickly from here on out. So that they opt-in, the next step is we want them to book a consultation. Okay. A lot of people miss this step.
I was going to say, yeah, this is a really crucial part in the process where gym owners either get it really right or they get it really wrong.
Right, right. A really wrong scenario is they give you their information and nothing happens.
Correct.
Meaning you get their lead and they don't get any confirmation or any communication.
Thank you. We've got your information. Yeah. We'll reach out.
Yeah. Maybe that's it. Right. They've gone to your website. They've given you their information and it says, hey, in the next 24 to 48 hours, we'll reach out to you. I think that's, you're dead. If you're doing that, you need to fix that ASAP because the guy down the street's giving them an opportunity to book an appointment. And that's what we teach. At the point of entry, whether it's your website, a landing page, or a Facebook or Instagram lead form, or even a Google lead form, it is to give them the opportunity to book an appointment right now.
Make doing business with you easy.
Yep. Okay. Let's say they don't take action. Okay. Now that's where your automation system picks up. Your physical phone calls pick up, and you keep reminding them to the next step.
And then there you go. You say you hit it, though. It's the next step. Mm-hmm. And the next step is
book the consultation.
Yeah. It's not selling a membership over a phone call.
Right.
Right? Get them in for the consultation. That's the process in play.
Right. The next step.
The next step.
The next step is to book the consultation. So they do book the consultation. Fantastic. Wednesday at 3 p.m., the next step in your process is to get them to show up to said consultation. There's a bunch of tactics and things you could do to get them to show up. We're looking for, you know, a 70%+ show up rate. On those booked appointments. Now, again, what they signed up for, if it's free, if it's paid, makes the difference in if they're showing up. Okay, so just think about that. How far out in advance they book that consultation? Is it booked for tomorrow morning or is it booked for next Friday? Mm-hmm. That also plays into your show up rate. Okay, we're not talking about show up rates. We're talking about the next step. The next step is show up. Then the next step from there is to sell them into or start them down a journey.
Correct.
Doesn't have to be the full-fledged membership. That would be nice. Maybe it's a trial. Maybe it's a short-term, you know, like a 30-day program. Maybe it's a 3-month program. Maybe it's a year long, but just like that's the next step. Okay, so now they've decided to start on a path. Let's just call it a trial. What's the next step after that? Hey, Tim Lyons here, and let me ask you a quick question. If you had the exact playbook the top 5% of gym owners run, how big would your numbers jump this year? Lock that playbook in September 4th through 6th in Nashville at the 2025 Grow Summit. 3 days laser focused on building a gym that prints, profit, and buys back your time. Okay, I'm going to walk you through the 7 habits of the highly profitable gyms that we work with. You'll master the Love's Flywheel with Dan Waymera. You're going to learn magnetic hiring with Lindsay Vastola and even bolt on a 5-figure nutrition program with Jennifer Brockstrom. You need marketing firepower? Alicia Little shows you AI automation that do the heavy lifting while you sleep. Do you want unshakable sales swagger? Christopher Carter's body language tactics seal the deal. Then New York Times best-selling author Donald Miller closes us out by teaching you how to clarify your message so clients line up and referrals explode. Single track stage, zero fluff, only 250 seats. These are the exact frameworks owners use to scale, step back, or even sell their gym for 7 figures. VIP is disappearing fast, so go to fitprogrowsummit.com, choose your seat, and drop the code podcast for an instant $100 discount. Good only while you're hearing my voice. Grow Summit 2025, build the gym that wins. See you in Nashville.
Yeah, this is the kind of the second half of that conversation, right?
Yes.
The clients obviously have a goal, some goal, right? It might not be weight loss. When we talk about the lifestyle client, in there, they have goals. They don't want to fall. They want to reduce injury. They want to
lose weight.
Lose weight.
Get stronger.
Tone, right? The word
hit
tone.
Further.
Yeah, right. Maybe it's sports specific, like golf, or you know, maybe they just want to play with their kids on the weekend and not be fatigued and you know, out of shape type of thing. But some, you know, most of those goals take time. Obviously, in our industry, we know that, you know, if you rush some of those goals, the chances that that client, you know, maintains those goals is fairly limited, right? We have to create the habits that keep that stuff top of mind in the client continuing to take the action, right? So I would go for micro goals, micro commitments. What can we deliver in the, whether it be the first session or within the first week, that kind of provides that little bit of a dopamine dump, right? The, it kind of checks that box so that the client doesn't feel the buyer's remorse, you know what I mean? Get them some kind of micro commitment, micro win. And that could be everything from, you know, maybe they hit their water intake for
seven days
straight or 3 days straight. Maybe they're tracking their diet for the first time and monitoring the food intake. But these are the type of goals that lead to the ultimate goal that they're looking for, right? And so we gotta, we bake these into a system, you know, obviously through an onboarding system, email automation, maybe check-ins with Zach or your fitness director, maybe it's a coach. What are the things that we want them to be doing at this phase in this this part of the journey that's going to continue them down the next step? Correct. And I think those micro commitments, little things, right? Start creating those habits that lead to the things that's going to give them the bigger result.
Yeah, and you said it could be consistency in the gym. It could be the water, the sleep, the diet, all those things, supplements. You know, depending on your gym, it could be affirmations and meditation. It could be cold plunges and all these things, depending on what your philosophies are. But the point of the message is the next step, right? Let's get them to take the water in intake, get that done and get that to them to tell you about it. Let's get them to show up. Let's get them to, you know, drink the protein shake after the workout. Let's get them to do, you know, whatever those things are. Then instead of focusing on the 30-pound weight loss that's going to happen in 6 to 8 months, let's talk about the next day.
Yeah.
And I think if we create, if you can communicate that up front to your clients, like this is the goal. Yes, we're not losing sight of the 30-pound weight loss that's happening in 6 to 8 months for your daughter's wedding. That is the goal. But in order to get there, let's celebrate every single little win, minor, micro commitment win, next step, whatever you want to call it. Because without those things, you're never going to get to the 30 pounds anyway. So it's like
journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. And that's like that mentality is how we have to bake that into our process in the gym.
Sure.
People look, I mean, and I think so much of the evidence is there when it comes to the crash diets, the fast weight loss, like everybody, you know, throwing all the bells and whistles at somebody right out of day one. Like don't expect the client who's never been in a gym to track their macros, you know, cut out sugar, eat the right way, consume the water, show up at every workout, do all that stuff like the first week. It's unrealistic.
It's unrealistic. Now, you may get the client to do that because if you're ever going to do it, it's going to be right then because they're so motivated. But what happens if they miss logging their food for 2 days? Do they just give up? They might because they let you down. They got busy. So going the opposite way and saying we're going to start so slowly, like there's no way you can fail, is the right way, I believe. But most of this industry is front heavy loaded, all in, kick their ass, get it all done up front, and then maybe they do get the goal faster, but what happens? Two things. They either say thanks
got the result
and left you, or if they do that, how many times have they rebounded?
Oh, the data on all that stuff is insane.
It's insanity. So, like, the other thing is they say, thanks, we don't need you anymore, or you don't hit that goal in that short amount of time, and they're mad that they didn't hit the goal, and they leave anyway. So it's like we're trying to build lifestyle clients. Correct. It's like that's our big thing. Like, you know, read the book. You've heard it on the show. It's about that lifelong journey of the client that their goals move throughout the year. Their goals aren't so static and like they have to, you know, hit this goal by this date or else type of situation where most of the marketing that you're driving people in brings in those type of people anyway.
Desperate clients.
Desperate clients, yeah. Right? And it's harder for everybody. Let's be honest. You know what I mean? So again, something to think about. The next step through your marketing, the next step for your client journey, celebrate the wins. Overall, communicate this process of the journey to your clients, because without the communication, none of this matters.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, we've made many mistakes with communication. We've just assumed people understood. Maybe we assumed, because we did tell them everything in the front end of this thing, we assume that they heard us.
And the other half is the fact that, like, this is second nature for us, for your coaches, for your fitness director. Like, the lifestyle is what we do every day. Yeah. It's our ethos. It's everything that we operate with. We assume that everybody is just like us in that regard, right?
Sure.
What's the stat? 82% of the nation still has never had a gym membership. They've never stepped foot in a gym.
Yeah, that's pretty
right.
Bad.
So if we're talking to, if that's the majority of the people that we're talking to, we have to meet them where they're at. We can't expect them to just grasp at everything and just adhere to, you know, the lifestyle that we operate with, that we want to get them to.
Right.
Habits take time to formulate and change, and, you know, a little bit of that understanding that just meeting them where they're at and getting those little micro goals and the little habit stacking type of thing will lead to that lifestyle client. And it might take, you know, maybe the consultation lays that out, or you should lay it out a little bit more clear and transparent, instead of just trying to sell that person on, like, the ultimate big goal, take the money, and then now you're in a position of, you know, success or failure right out of the gate with this short-term mentality. And that's a big part of the reason why so many of the challenges and the short-term programs that throw every bell and whistle, you know, at the client don't have the success of a client staying with you for the majority of them aren't going to stay with you for the long haul, because it's unrealistic. They're throwing, you know, like you're shocking every corner of their world trying to get this big result, and that's all they're focused on, and it becomes hard. It's difficult, right? If you're tracking your workouts and being consistent there, your nutrition, and going through all of this type of stuff, is it realistic that this person's going to be able to just adhere to
stop everything in their life that they've been used to for the last 40 years?
Exactly, right? How realistic is it that the person overnight, because they gave you your credit card, can just tomorrow, is that's who they are?
It's not realistic, and I think most every gym owner knows that deep down, but that dopamine dump of that money in the sale, and, you know, I'm gonna throw this out there right here at the end. Most everything that most everything that's being taught to gym owners is how to sell and how to market the thing you're trying to sell, and never the thing you are selling.
There you go. Yeah.
It's never the product itself. How amazing is that product? How amazing is that journey? How are we going to get this client like a lifelong success path? And all that stuff here is so overlooked in lieu of how to market and sell the thing, right? And yeah, well, Tim, well, the marketing agency's job isn't to market, is to market and help you sell the thing you're doing. And they just assume that you've got this amazing product. And I think if we just take a real honest look at our everybody's products here, the journey, the product, probably a lot of things that we can improve here that would keep your clients longer, happier, longer, getting the better results longer, that you wouldn't need to focus so hard on marketing.
Yeah.
Trying to sell every day, well, right?
And when you see that, I mean, part of, you know, the reason that gym owners in this industry is so hell-bent on, like, lead generation is because they have a retention problem. It's not because you actually have a lead generation problem. If you keep pumping the well and you've got a bucket full of water, you don't have to pump that well so damn hard. You know what
slow
I mean?
It down,
it's just nice
it
and easy, right? But we put so much weight on the new client, the next client, that we're watching, we're allowing people to walk back out the door, and we're completely ignorant to the fact that, you know, our product and the experience, right? The product's not just the workout. It's everything from the color of the walls, the cleanliness, the schedule, how easy it is to get in there, all those types of things, right? When you focus on that, like we talked about that on the podcast, right? The what, not just the who and the how. If you put some time and attention on the what that you're actually providing your clients, I guarantee they're going to stick around a little bit longer.
Yeah. So, all right, guys. Well, hopefully that helps you to kind of take a step back and, like, hey, let's not sell the final goal. Let's sell the final goal. Let's position the final goal, but let's always think about how to get the client to the next step, how to get that lead to the next step of your funnel. Hopefully that helps you guys. track everything, track the data, make sure everything is right there in front of you, because then you can put your finger right on the issue instead of guessing and letting emotions take over. So hopefully that helps. That's it for this episode. We'll see you all in Nashville. Until next episode, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.